经的时间。
Now it's time for a scripture reading.
今天选读的经文是《约翰福音》13:10-17。
So you can find the scripture in John 13:10-17.
在我们教会圣经新约的190页。
You can find it in the church Bible. It's in the New Testament, page 190.
约翰福音13:10-17。
John 13:10-17。
耶稣说：“凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁，所以说你们不都是干净的。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说。”我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。感谢神的话语。
We thank the Lord for His words.
Paul 牧师会为我们讲他今天的信息，彼此洗脚。
Let's give time to Pastor Paul for his message, titled "Making Disciples Who Humbly Serve, Who Make Disciples Who Humbly Serve."
Are you a "Here You Are" person or a "There You Are" person?
你是一个我在这里的这样的人，还是一个给你的这样的人？
It's kind of hard to say when you don't know the definitions of each. So, we have some students from our English congregation that's going to do a skit to be able to describe and try to figure out what's the difference between a "there you are" person and a "here I am."
所以如果没有解释的话，你们可能不知道这到底什么意思。所以我们有一些英文堂的弟兄姐妹来这边帮我们表演一下，到底这两个是什么意思。
你是重要的，
对，我是重要的。
你是重要的，
我是重要的。
你是重要的，
哦，我是重要的。
No, 我是重要的。
你
是
重
要的。
So, are you a "here I am" person, or are you a "there you are" person?
所以你是我在这里这样子的人，还是说给你这样的人？
Some of our actors today spoke Chinese for the first time.
今天来表演的呢，有一些是生平第一次讲中文。
Well, "here I am" person comes in the room and says, "Here I am, make me feel special."
所以我在这里这样的人呢，就是到了房间里面，就是说我在这里，你们让我觉得很重要。
Now, a "here I am" person can be loud and obnoxious and just demand attention.
所以说我在这里这种人呢，他可以是讲话很大声，需要大家都要注意他。
Or she could be shy and timid and just hope for attention.
也可以呢，是很安静的，然后有点胆怯的，但是心里呢是想要人家注意到他。
But a "there you are" person comes into the room and says, "There you are. I want to make you feel special."
所以呢，给你这样子呢，说你在这里这样的人呢。就是来到房间里面，然后就说你在这里，我想要让你觉得自己很重要。
There you are, a person could be extroverted or introverted.
所以这样的人可以是外向，可以是内向的。
But they're basically more concerned about how others are feeling than about how they're feeling.
所以呢，但是他们注意的呢是别人的感受如何，而不是自己的感受。
They're more concerned about what's best for the other person than what's best for myself.
他们比较注意的是 对别人怎么样最好，而不是怎么样对自己最好。
So today we're going to take a look at a there you are person, and we're going to take a look at a bunch of here I am people.
所以今天我们要来看一个呢是你在这里这样的人，然后看了一些呢是说我在这里这些人。
And the story is found in John chapter 13, in verses 1 through 17, and Mavis will begin by reading verses 1 through 5.
所以呢，我们接下来看的是约翰福音十三章，我们要从一到十七节都来看。我们先读一到五节。
One through five.
Yeah, just one through five.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时间到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去，就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰，随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
So Jesus was the ultimate there you are person.
所以耶稣呢是一个最终极表示出来你在这里这样的人。
When he came into the room, he was like, man, I want to make these people feel loved.
所以他进来这个房间以后呢，他就说我要让这屋子里面所有的人都觉得他们被爱。
And even though he knew that he was the son of God and that within a couple days, he would be in the presence of God Almighty, his father, he actually decided to kneel down and humbly wash the feet.Of his disciples.
他虽然知道自己是神的儿子，而且在不久了之后，再过来几天，他就是代表神的这个样式要显现给所有的人看。但是呢，他还是在当天的时候谦卑自己为门徒洗脚。
On the other hand, the disciples, they were here I am people.
但是相反的呢，他的门徒却是我在这里这样的人。
Even though they were in the presence of God in the flesh, none of them chose to wash Jesus' feet.
虽然他们是在神道成肉身的这个耶稣的身边，但是没有一个人呢愿意为耶稣洗脚。
Instead, they were expecting one of the other disciples to do the dirty work.
那他们呢都在等别人去为耶稣洗脚。
So, are you a here I am person, or are you a there you are person?
所以你是一个我在这里这样的人，还是一个你在这里这样的人？
Are you more like Jesus, or are you more like the disciples?
你是比较像耶稣，还是比较像门徒呢？
When an unpleasant, self-sacrificial task needs to be done, do you volunteer to do it, or do you wait for somebody else to do it?
当一个需要自我牺牲，一个没有人想要做的事情出现的这个需要出现的时候，你是主动去做，还是等别人去做？
Parents, are you actually willing to wash the feet of your children?
做父母的，你们愿意为你们的儿女洗脚吗？
Adult children, are you actually willing to keep on washing the feet of your parents?
已经是成年人的儿女们，你们愿意为你们的父母洗脚吗？
Perhaps you're thinking, hey, I don't want to wash the feet of my parents or my children because they stink.
然后你们可能会说，哎，我也不想为我的父母，也不想为我的儿女洗脚，因为脚很臭。
And since I don't feel like doing it, I would be a hypocrite if I did.
那反我就是不喜欢洗他们的脚。那如果我勉强去洗呢，我不就成为假冒为善的人了吗？
But who does God expect to be a there you are person?
但是神他是期待什么样的人去成为一个你在这里这样的人呢？
Mavis will read verses 12 through 15.
我们接下来从十二到十五节读约翰福音十三章。耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。”我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
If you consider Jesus to be your teacher and your Lord, then Jesus expects you to follow his example of being a there you are person.
所以如果你们称耶稣是你的主，又是你的教师的话，那你们就要应当遵从耶稣给我们的榜样。
The word Lord means master.
所以呢，那个主的意思呢，就是主人。
And if you are not willing to do what it takes to make your parents or your children feel special, and you're still calling Jesus Lord, you're actually being a hypocrite.
所以如果呢，你不愿意尽己所能的让你的父母或是你的儿女觉得他们被爱，觉得他们很特别的话，那你又叫耶稣是主的话，那你才是一个假冒为善的人。
And if you're not willing to sacrifice your own selfish needs to help the other people within our church, our brothers and sisters, become everything that God intends them to be, and you're calling Jesus your Lord, you're actually a hypocrite.
所以如果你不愿意放下你自己的需要，牺牲自己的需要，去满足教会里面弟兄姐妹的需要，帮助他们成为神，想要他们帮助人的话，那你还称耶稣是你的主的话呢？你就是一个假冒为善的人。
But perhaps you're thinking, well, I'd be willing to make my parents feel special if they actually were special.
那你可能心里想说，哦，如果我的爸爸妈妈他们是值得让人家觉得他们很，如果他们是一个很特别的人的话，那我当然愿意让他们觉得自己很特别。
But they're old-fashioned, they're overprotective, and they're unreasonable.
但是呢，他们又古旧，然后又过度保护我，然后那个又不讲道理。
Or perhaps you're thinking, I'd be willing to sacrifice my needs for the people in this church if the people in the church were willing to sacrifice their needs for me.
那你心里可能也会想说，如果教会的人他们愿意牺牲他们自己的需要来满足我的话，那我也很乐意牺牲我的需要来满足教会的人啊。
And so in order to protect yourself from getting hurt or to waste your time, you basically think, I am just going to be a here I am person, I'm going to take care of myself.
所以呢，你心里可能想说，那我为了不要让自己受伤或不要浪费我的时间，那我宁愿成为一个我在这里这样子的人，这样子照顾我自己就好了。
Yes, because certainly God would not expect you to be a there you are person to someone who doesn't deserve it, would he?
那当然我们知道说神不会让你去服侍照顾一些不值得人家服侍的人，对不对？
But Jesus expects us to follow his example of being a there you are person.
但是神要我们，耶稣要我们遵守他的榜样来服侍别人。
So who did Jesus say there you are to?
那耶稣他是去服侍哪一些人呢？他跟让什么人觉得他们重要呢？
Let's maybe we'll read verse 2.
那我们来读第二节。吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
And also verse 5.
第五节。随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Now, Judas was actually one of the disciples that was at the Last Supper.
犹大呢，他是在最后的晚餐当中其中一个门徒。
And Judas was the person who betrayed Jesus to his enemies so that he would be crucified.
但是犹大呢，他就是出卖耶稣给他们敌人的那个人，所以耶稣最后就钉在十字架上。
And yet Jesus still was willing to kneel down and wash the feet of Judas Iscariot.
但是耶稣他还是愿意跪下为犹大加利人犹大洗他的脚。
Therefore, no matter how unreasonable your parents are or how ungrateful your children are, you should still desire to make them feel loved and special.
所以虽然你的父母是如何，可能你的父母是如何的不讲理，或者孩子是如何的不心存感谢，但是你还是必须要服侍他们。让他们觉得很特别。
And no matter how unworthy people in the church may seem worthy of your attention, you should still be a there you are person to them.
所以虽然在教会里面很多人看起来都不值得你来服侍他们，但是呢，你还是必须要服侍他们，让他们觉得特别。
In fact, when your parent, your home family or your church family seems least deserving of your love, that's when they need your unconditional love.The most.
其实呢，就正当是你的家庭或者教会里面的这个大家庭最不值得你服侍的时候，这正是最需要你来服侍的时候。
Now, certainly that doesn't mean that you allow them to abuse you or walk all over you.
那当然，这不是代表说你要让其他人来践踏你。
If you do that, you're actually hurting them because you're actually helping them to become a worse person.
如果你让别人这样子无情的糟蹋你的话呢，你其实是在伤害他们的，因为你容许他们成为一个更差劲的人。
However, unconditional love means that you figure out what does God want to do in their life. You figure out what's God's best for them, and then you do your best to help them fulfill their potential.
那相反的无条件的爱呢，意思就是说我们必须要明白神在这些人的心里的意思是如何，我们怎么样才能把神最好的这个意念在他们身上显现，用这个方式来服侍他们。
But most of us don't want to be there you are people.
但是我们在座很多人还是不喜欢当一个服侍别人，觉得你在这里这样的人。
We are born to be here I am people.
因为我们呢天生就是一个我在这里这样的人。
So I'd like to share with you the 10 property laws of toddlers.
那我呢现在跟大家分享一下这个这个学步的小孩呢，他们有他们这个拥有权，他们自己出的十个拥有权的律法。
If I like it, it's mine.
我喜欢就是我的。
If it's in my hand, it's mine.
我手上有了那就是我的。
If I can take it away from you, it's mine.
我可以从你手中拿过来呢那就是我的。
If I had it a little while ago, it's mine.
我刚刚是我拿的呢，那就是我的。
If it's mine, it must never appear to be yours in any way.
如果它是我的话呢，它永远都不会是你的。
If I'm doing or building something, all the pieces are mine.
如果我在做这个，我在盖这个东西的话呢，所有的小块的都是我的。
If it just looks like mine, it's mine.
如果看起来好像是我的，也是我的。
If I saw it first, it's mine.
我先看到就是我的。
If you are playing with something and you put it down, it automatically becomes mine.
如果你在玩，你一放下来之后呢，马上就是自动成为我的。
And if it's broken, it's yours.
如果坏掉的话，那就是你的。
Unfortunately, many of us never leave the toddler stage of our in our spiritual lives.
但是不幸的，在我们在座当中，很多人呢，在属灵的生活上面呢，从来都没有离开这个学步小孩的这个拥有权的概念。
And the Apostle Paul describes this well in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 and 3.
所以呢，这个使徒保罗他在哥林多前书三章一跟三节这样说：弟兄们，我从前对你们说话。不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
It's natural for me to want everything to be mine.
那这个对我们来讲呢，是很自然的，想要把所有东西都拥有在自己手中。
It's natural to be jealous and to quarrel.
那也很正常的，会嫉妒啊，会纷争啊。
That's the way we were born, and we grew up being taught you just have to look out for yourselves. You look out for number one.
那是我们从小长大受到的感染跟教育呢，就是这样的想法。我们必须要争取，一定要拿到最好的东西。
And so why should you sacrifice your rights for another person and become a there you are person?
所以你为什么要牺牲自己？要让别人呢，要成为一个你在这里这样子的人呢
？Well, one reason we already discovered is out of obedience to Jesus.
那第一个，我们刚刚已经讨论过第一个原因呢，就是因为我们顺服神的旨意。
But verses 16 through 17 give us another reason.
但是十六、十七节呢，又给我们另外一个原因。我实实在在的告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
If we are there you are people, we are going to be blessed.
所以如果你是一个你在这里这样的人呢，你就会受祝福。
As Jesus said in another place in the Bible, is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为耶稣在圣经的其他部分也说，施比受更有福。
So why is it more blessed to give than to receive?
那为什么施比受更有福呢？
Certainly God will reward you if you give sacrificial love.
当然，因为如果你牺牲，用牺牲的爱来给予的话呢，神他会报答你的。
Someday we'll go to heaven and see his nail-pierced hands, and we'll hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
所以有一天我们上到天堂，看到他被这个钉痕的手，又看听到耶稣跟你讲说，你这个良善又忠心的仆人。
But you also experience more joy here on earth.
那但是呢，另外一方面是我们在这个世上呢，也是可以享受平安跟喜乐。
People are going to like you more if you are a there you are person rather than a here I am person.
如果你是一个你在这里这样的人，而不是一个我在这里这样的人，那人家会比较喜欢你。
You end up enjoying the affection of their gratitude.
那你也可以享受人家对你所表达的感谢。
But even more importantly, you'll discover the satisfaction of being like your master.
而且呢，最重要的是，你还可以享受到这个像你的主人这个样子的这种满足。
you'll discover how blessed it is to be a blessing.
因为你就知道说你成为别人的祝福的时候，这本身是一个多么蒙福的事情。
So if being a there you are person is so rewarding, how can we become a there you are person?
所以如果说你成为一个你在这里这样的人是这么蒙福的话，那你怎么成为一个这样的人呢？
I'd like to share with you the five love languages.
那我现在想要跟大家分享的是一个五个爱的语言。
And these languages are not French, Italian, Portuguese, Estonian, and Cantonese.
啊、这五个爱的语言呢不是说法文、意大利文、葡萄牙文、爱沙尼亚文跟广东话。
Instead, they are five ways that there you are people try to make other people feel special.
那这个呢其实讲的是说五种方式让这个你在这里这样子呢可以表达他们的爱。
If we are willing to express these five love languages to our home family and to our church family, we can become there you are people.
那如果说我们可以在家里面跟教会的大家庭当中可以表达这五种爱的语言的话呢，我们就可以成为一个你在这里的人。
So the first love language is gift giving.
那第一个表达呢就是给予礼物的给予。
It means that you buy or you make something for the person that you love.
那也就是说你做或者是去买一个别人那个人喜欢的东西。
Imagine how loved you would feel if you heard someone knock on the door, you open the door, and there is a person with a plate full of warm, fresh cookies.
那你想象说，如果今天有人来敲你的门，然后你一打开门呢，看到对方是手上捧着一个香喷喷的、热热的、刚刚烤出来的饼干。
Yeah, even if it comes from one of those pre-made Nestle chocolate chip cookie dough tubes, you're still going to feel loved.
那虽然说它这个可能是市场上买来的，就是包装的，然后才做出来的，那你还是会觉得你很受到这个人的爱。
Now imagine if you were actually the person knocking on the door and you were handing the person this plateful of chocolate chip cookies.
那想象如果今天是你在敲别人的门，你送给别人这个热腾腾、香喷喷的饼干的时候
，You would be so blessed.
你会非常的蒙福。
And there are so many thoughtful gifts that we can give.
所以呢，我们。有许许多多可以送给别人一个非常具有心思的礼物。
For example, every year, Ithaca has an annual Friends of the Library book sale, and you can buy Christian books for only like 25 cents, and then you can give them off to people that you think would help.
譬如说，在每年 Ithaca 都有那个图书馆之友的这样子活动，在卖书、卖旧书。那你很便宜的，差不多一个 quarter 就可以买到一本书，你可以买很多属灵书籍送给你的朋友。
But sometimes giving money is an important gift.
有些时候呢，金钱上的给予是一个很重要的礼物。
If you hear that somebody has gone through a car accident and needs help with their finances.It's great if you can just offer to help that person.
如果你知道说有人，譬如说好像遭了车祸了，他在金钱上面需要资助的话，我们就可以慷慨的给予。
Or if you know that a friend is going on a mission trip, to give them financial support.
如果你知道一个朋友要去做宣教的话，你也可以在金钱上面支持他们。
The second love language is words of affirmation.
那第二个爱的语言呢，是一个肯定的话语。
We can speak this language of love by either saying kind words or writing kind words to others.
所以我们怎么样做这个爱的语言呢？就是要么可以用说的，或者是用写的。
Last year, I went to one of my daughter Lisa's Ithaca High School choir concerts.
去年呢，我去了我的女儿她在高中的这个合唱团的表演。
And I was amazed.At how the choir conductor said some meaningful, thoughtful, and interesting things about each one of the high school seniors who was graduating from her choir.
那我去的时候呢，我就很惊讶的发现，他们这个指挥的老师，他在每一个要毕业的这个学高中生呢，他在台上就对这些高中生每一个讲一些独特的、有意义的一个经过思想的来鼓励，这是每一个学生的话。
Man, I'd like to be more like her.
那我就心里想说，我也想要像她一样。
If there you are, person looks for opportunities to express her appreciation or admiration to others.
所以呢，一个你在这里这样子的人，他就会用语言来表达对别人的敬爱跟别人的鼓励。
Think about how much of a blessing it would be that instead of spending 10 minutes playing video games, that you spent 10 minutes writing an affirmation either on the internet or writing it and sending it to somebody.
想像说如果今天你不要少花十分钟在上网玩游戏，而用这个十分钟呢，你可以在网上写，或者是用手写一些鼓励人的话给你的朋友，那是多有意义呢？
Think about how blessed you would feel if you could bring back a sparkle to the eye of someone that's feeling just very discouraged and downtrodden.
你想像当你在一个非常失意的人的眼中，你可以透过你肯定的话语，让他眼中又重新出现一些光芒的话，那你自己会觉得多么的蒙福呢？
Think about in your fellowships, if you would go in with a mindset, not so much what can I get out of this, but how can I make each person in my fellowship feel loved and appreciated.
所以当我们去参加我们自己的团契的时候，不要想到进去的时候就想我今天要在里面得到什么，而是想我来的时候，我要怎么样让每一个人觉得特别的话，那这是多蒙福的事情呢？
The third love language is quality time.
那另外一个爱的语言呢，就是一个有优质的时间。
Most of us are very busy people, and we feel like we don't have any spare time.
所以呢，我们可能在座人都觉得说，我们实在太忙了，根本就没有什么多余的时间来浪费。
So how are we going to find time to have quality time with somebody else?
那所以我们怎么这样找时间来有优质的时间跟别人在一块呢？
It may mean that we don't actually do any extra things, but instead we include people in the things that we're already doing.
所以呢，说不定我们可以想一想，不需要再额外多做什么事情，而是让别人跟我们一起在做我们已经在做的事情。
I've heard about a Cornell student who actually has 21 one-on-one times each week.
我有听过一个康奈尔大学的学生，他每一个礼拜呢有21个一对一跟人家在一块的时间。
How in the world does he do that?
他说，那这个怎么可能呢？
It's because he eats 21 meals a week, and he arranges to eat a meal with another person each time, and he pours out his love to that person.
那就是因为他一个礼拜他要吃21餐，所以每一餐就邀请一个朋友一块吃，再利用这个时间，他就把他的爱传递给这个人。
Now, I'm not even that organized, but I know that at least we all could at least arrange to meet up with one person.This week that we usually would not meet up with.
那我们可能没有这么有条理，像这个人一样。那但是呢，我们可以一个礼拜至少一次，我们花一个时间跟一个人在一块。
So who will it be this week?
所以在这个礼拜当中，你的对象是哪一个呢？
Will it be a seeker who's considering Christianity?
是不是一个正在慕道的朋友，他正在考虑要多认识基督教呢？
Could it be a brother or sister who's feeling discouraged?
或者是一个主内的弟兄姐妹，他现在正在一个很失意的时候。
Could it be a leader that you really appreciate, who's already poured so much life into you that you want to return that gift to them?
那或者是一个领导你的人，他已经花了很多的时间来帮助你，你愿意为他表达你的感谢。
The fourth love language is acts of service.
那第四个爱的语言呢，就是服务的行为。
I've heard about churches who've actually sent small groups to knock on the doors in people in their neighborhood and hand them a sheet of paper with a list of things that people in their small group can do for them.
那我听到有些教会呢，他们是分派小组到社区当中，然后在邻居的这个门口敲敲门，给他们一张纸，上面呢有一些是这些小组的人能够为他们做的一些事情。
Could be anything from raking leaves.
那也可以其中包括呢，再帮他们扫树叶
，translation help，
或者帮他们做翻译
，fixing computers，
或者帮他们修理一下电脑
，cutting hair，
或者帮他们剪头发
，painting the house，
或者帮他们清洁一下房子。
And the neighbors would just mark the things that they need help with。
那邻居呢，就勾他们需要的那些项目。
And during the following week, people from the church would come back.To help those neighbors.
那在下个礼拜的时候呢，教会的这些小组就会回来，然后帮助他们做他们所需要的这些事情。
Wouldn't it be great if we could do something like that in one of the local apartment complexes?
那如果我们的教会也可以做类似的事情的话，在这个 这个啊 Ithaca 的这些啊这个公共的屋子，这个做这样的事情的话，是不是很棒的事呢？
You know, instead of just discussing about how to serve, we actually serve.
所以呢，我们不光只是口讲，我们也真正出去服务。
Instead of just going to, it's almost like we go to a football game and all we do is huddle, but we don't actually play the game.
所以呢，如果我们去那个打足球场上呢，我们只是在那边讨论怎么打，可是都不去打。
If we would do something like this, maybe we'd have a chance to pray for the person.
那但是如果我们真正下去行动的话呢，我们有机会为这些人祷告。
Maybe they would come and visit our church.
那说不定他们就会来来到我们教会当中。
Wouldn't it be great if we were known as a community that, as a group, we were just kind and helpful people?
所以呢，如果我们在社区当中，人家知道我们的教会呢，是觉得我们的教会是一个很友善的，而且是愿意服务。是，而且帮助的教会的话，是不是一个很棒的事情呢？
The fifth love language is physical touch.
那第五个爱的语言呢，就是身体的接触。
The most common reciprocal command in the Bible is to love one another.
那在教会里，在圣经里面呢，这个最常见的，这个有互动性的这个诫命呢，就是彼此相爱。
The second most common reciprocal command in the New Testament is to greet one another with a holy kiss.
那在新约里面呢，第二个最常见的这个有互动性的诫命呢，就是彼此问安，用亲嘴彼此亲嘴问安。
So how many of you obeyed that commandment today?
那今天有没有人做这样遵守了这一条诫命呢？
Well, hopefully at least all of us husbands have done that.
那希望每一个做丈夫的都有做到这条诫命。
But I don't think necessarily that God is commanding us that we go around and kiss everybody in church.
那这个神并不并不代表意味说我们每天在教会里面都要互相亲嘴。
In some cultures, the first century culture, that worked.
在第一世纪的很多的文化当中呢，可能这个是非常合宜的。
Perhaps in our culture, that doesn't work.
那可能在我们的文化当中不是这么合宜。
But God does want us to display affection that is warm and caring, but culturally appropriate.
那神他希望我们能够表达在文化上面是合一的，但是彼此表达我们的爱。
So perhaps it's a hug, or perhaps it's a handshake.
那可能呢是互相拥抱，或者是呢握个手。
So by now you should have some practical ideas about how you can be a there you are person.
所以呢到现在呢，我讲这么多，可能大家已经有一点概念，知道说怎么样做才能够成为一个你在这里的人。
So the question is, howare you going to practice what was preached?
那接下来的问题就是说，我们怎么样，遵守这个教，实行我们所听到的这个教训呢？
How are you going to be a there you are person this week?
那这个礼拜你怎么样成为一个你在这里的人？
Perhaps you're thinking, well, I'll be a there you are person if I find the time sometime this week.
你可能会想说，哦，那我就是某一个时候这个礼拜我就会做了。
But there's a danger in waiting to find time to be a there you are person.
但是呢，如果你只是在那边等着，你有时间再去做的话呢，是很危险的。
The danger is found in a song that's entitled from 1974, that's entitled "The Cat's in the Cradle."
那这有一首这个危险性呢，可以在这一首诗里面，一首歌里面表达出来。这是1974年一首歌，叫做在摇篮里面的猫。
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way.
我的小孩昨天出生了，他是正常的方式出生。
But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away.
但是我必须要赶飞机，我还要付很多账单，所以呢，我小孩学习走路的时候我不在家。
He was talking before I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, "I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know, I'm going to be like you."
在我不知不觉的当中，他已经学会讲话了。当他长大，他慢慢长大的时候，他跟我说：“爸爸，我要像你。我长大的时候，我要像你。”
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon.
所以那个摇篮里面的猫，他就这个小男孩的蓝调呢，就好像在月球上面唱一样。
When you coming home, Dad?
你什么，爸爸？你什么时候回家呢
？I don't know when, but We'll get together then.
我不知道。
You know that we'll have a good time then.
我不知道，但是我们回家的时候我们要在一起，而且呢，我们会很快乐。
My son turned 10 just the other day.
我儿子前几天十岁了。
He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw?
他说，爸爸，谢谢你送我这个球。我们来玩吧，你可不可以教我怎么丢球？
I said, no, not today. I've got a lot to do.
我说今天不行，因为我今天很忙。
And he said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed.
他说，我儿子说没关系，然后他就离开了，但是脸上还是挂着笑容。
I said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, I'm going to be like him.
然后这儿子说，我长大了像我爸爸，对，我长大就要像我爸爸。
And he came home from college just the other day, so much like a man. I just had to say.
我儿子前几天从大学回家了，他呢，他是长这么大了。
Son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while?
我说儿子，我实在为你感到很骄傲。我们可以坐下来聊聊吗
？He shook his head and he said with a smile, "What I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys."
我儿子摇摇头，然后他微笑地跟我说，我很想要如此做，但是我真的我真的想要的呢，是要跟你借车钥匙。
See you later. Can I have them, please?
我等一下再跟你聊吧。我现在可以拿钥匙了吗？
I've long since retired. My son's moved away.
我已经退休一阵子了，我的儿子也离开家了。
I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind.
我给他打，前几天给他打个电话，我说，如果你不介意的话，我想跟你见见面。
He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I could find the time.
儿子说，如果我有空的话，我也想见见你。
You see, my new job's a hassle, and the kids have the flu.
但是爸爸，我的工作很忙，而且呢，孩子又生病。
But sure nice talking to you, Dad.
但是呢，我很高兴能够跟你讲的电话。
It's been nice talking to you.
爸爸，我很高兴跟你说了话了。
And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me.
当我挂了电话的时候，我心中想有一个念头。
He grew up just like me.
他长大之后就像我一样。
My boy.Was just like me.
我的儿子就像我一样。
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon.
对，这个在摇篮里面的猫，这儿子小男孩的蓝调在月球里面唱。
When are you coming home, son?
儿子，你什么时候回家呢
？I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time.
我不知道什么时候回家，但是我回家的时候，我们会在一起，而且我们会很快乐。
There's two important lessons in this song.
所以这首歌里面呢，有两个重要的功课要学习。
If you wait to find the time to be a there you are person, you'll never find the time.
如果你想说等到你有时间了再来成为一个你在这里这样子的人的话，你永远都找不到这样的时间。
So don't wait to find the time.
所以不要等着有时间再说。
Instead, make the time.
相反，你必须要找时间来做。
The second lesson is that when you are a leader, the disciples you make are going to become just like you.
第二个功课呢，就是如果你自己是一个领导人的话，那你所训练出来的门徒，他们就会像你一样。
If you are a here I am leader, your disciples are going to become here I am leaders.
如果你是一个我在这里这样子的领导者的话，那你训练出来的门徒就是一个我在这里这样子的门徒。
That's true whether you're a dad, whether you're a mom, or whether you're a church leader.
所以呢，这个适用于呢，不管你是父亲，或是身为一个母亲，或甚至是教会里面做领导的。
Some of us dads are spending so much time at our jobs, we don't take time for our kids.
所以很多身为父亲的呢，在工作上面花了许许多多的时间，但是却忽略了跟孩子在一块的时间。
But the good news, it's not too late.
但是好消息是呢，这个永远都不嫌晚。
If you become a there you are leader, you can influence your children, your disciples to also become there you are leaders.
所以如果你想要成为一个，而且已经成为一个你在这里这样子的领导的话呢，你的孩子跟你教会里面。所训练出来的门徒也是会成为一个你在这里这样的人。
And in turn, they'll make your grandchildren, they'll make other disciples into there you are people as well.
那接下来他们所带领出来的，不论是你的孙子或是 再一代的门徒也会一个，也会是一个你在这里这样的门徒。
So what kind of disciples are you making?
所以你现在要做的是什么样子的门徒呢？
Today we're going to take communion, and when we take communion, we remember the best example of a there you are person.
今天我们要领圣餐，那当我们领圣餐的时候，我们可以思想一个最好是一个做你在这里这样子的人的典范。
We remember Jesus that though he was God, that he chose to become a human.
我们记得耶稣，他虽然是有神的身份，但是他选择道成肉身，成为人的样式。
And not just a human, he chose to become a servant.
他不光是只是成为人的样式，他选择成为奴仆的样式。
And not just a servant, but he chose to die on the cross for our sins.
不光是取了奴仆的样式，他还选择了在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
And it's the gospel that can really motivate us to be servants.
那是因为神的福音才能够激励我们，让我们也成为奴仆。
If that is not our motive, we're not going to continue to serve others.
如果我们的动力不是从这个而来的话，那我们就没有办法继续成为奴仆啊，奴仆侍奉别人。
We'll get burned out.
因为我们很快就会啊，就会用尽我们的能力。
Or we start manipulating people.
或者我们开始就要利用别人了。
But when we really sense the love of God and how much He served us, then we can continue to serve others.
只有我们在明白神怎么样服侍我们的时候，怎么样明白神爱我们的时候，我们就知道我们可以服侍别人。
Ushers, please come forward so that you can pass out the offering. Pass out the elements of the communion.
我们请服侍饼杯的弟兄姐妹上前来。
If you are not a believer today, we ask you to let the plates go past you and wait